Chicks.com. Tipsy woman. We call her benevolent prune breath. 809. That'll be the day when Earl Butts replaces Shirley Temple Black in Ghana. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, and that's Linda Ronstadt. Why is it I always desire a nice cold shower after one of her tunes? Boy, she brings the perspiration to the pores. It's the Dune, forecasting foggy, sunny, and a high 39 right now. KJRB at 826. Fran Dune's going to give you the new album entitled Boston. Appropriate in only minutes. Listen for the sound of the touchtone telephone. Be my seventh caller.
Somewhere.
That's what my wife says to me every night at the dinner table, too. Sally G. For golly, it's 829. And Maxwell. And accompanied craziness. Standing by.
Presented by Here's Life Spokane.
Is it,
Boss has got his bad mood ring on today.
Oh, no.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Maxwell House Screen Test. Today, we've selected from our studio audience, Gary Daniels with the Love Hanyels. Hey. Greg Horshack News, Teletype Breath. Mary Beware, Secretary in this first and probably last scene. Oh, first of all, have you all studied your scripts?
Yeah, and fine. The winner of today's screen test
will be appearing in Laverne and Shirley.
Hey,
real fine. Mary the waitress, Greg the customer. Scene one, take two, lift it through.
You know, if you were my husband, I'd poison your coffee.
You know, if you were my wife, I'd drink it.
Fine, wonderful, and dandy. Paula plays the part of the innocent bystander in this last scene. Gary Daniels with the Love Hanyels, the automobile driver. Scene one, take two, and let's get through.
Oh, my gosh. Are you badly injured?
Well, I can't tell till I see my lawyer.
Fine and dandy. The envelope, please. The winner of today's screen test, Gary Daniels with the Love Hanyels. Gary, you'll be appearing on Laverne and Shirley. In this particular episode, Squiggy is last seen in a sex clinic trying to donate a pint of Mickey's. KJRB at 24 before 7. Rand Dune just keeps on rocking you, baby.
Under 17, not allowed to listen to this newscast.
21 till 9. Hit it.
Hit it. I just got an interesting proclamation from the mayor's office.
Oh, my gosh.
It says...
Notarized?
Yes.
Ooh.
As a matter of fact, it says, whereas Gonzaga Prep is number one in the state for AAA high school football teams, and West Valley is number one in the state for AA high school football teams, SFCC is in contention for the Northwest Championship, and WSU plays in Spokane for the Northwest NCAA, whatever it is. Next week is Spokane Football Capital of the State Week in Spokane.
I think we should compliment all these.
The Mayor Pro Tem Jack O'Brien.
It's exciting.
Acting Mayor Jack Pro Tem.
Exciting news for all them.
Of course,
we got our ratings in, too, here. We should plug ourselves.
Uh-oh.
If you're within the sound of our voice, you're not listening.
Hey.
All right, thank you.
8:41 in the city. Nothing like a little controversy to start off a sunny morning.
AJRB and Elderberry Wine. Produced by Carl Rossi. It's Elton John tune, of course. 8:30 with Rand Dune. We're just in the studio audience this morning, standing by with Maxwell and his craziness, which is all upcoming. In the meantime, we're chatting about Greg Herschel's subcutaneous blemish.
Hey, wait a minute.
Which is pretty exciting.
Talk about my pimples. What is your secret for such lovely complexion?
Anyway? My particular secret is just being born beautiful.
Member FDIC. There's a Lincoln office near you.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Maxwell House Screen Test. Today, we've selected from our city audience Gary Daniels with the Love Hanyels. Follow me while Greg Horshack, News Breath, Mary Beware, Secretary, which is...
You've got to talk into the microphone. You're facing the wrong way.
I'm curious what she's laughing about and why she's embarrassed.
For some reason, her face is red now.
She's got that crimson tie.
Embarrassed because her face is red.
Hey, that explains it.
You didn't select us. You dragged us in here.
You better believe it. Scene one, take two. Paula Pelli's the part of the pop. Keep in mind, the person with the best screen test today will make a guest appearance on the ABC News.
All right.
Hey.
Mayor, get a hold of yourself or I will. Hey.
What's so funny? I have to know.
Not that we're on the air or anything. Go ahead.
In this first scene, Paula plays the part of the obscene Denise. Obese Denise, and just getting on the bus. Greg the passenger, get through with us, turkey.
Oh, let's get out of this.
Jesus, Friday?
Well, isn't anybody going to offer me a seat?
I'm willing to make a contribution.
Now that's fat. Okay, a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. Let's get rolling now. Scene two, take three.
Mary Daniels with the Love Handles. And Mary, be wary. Play the part of the husband and wife who are married to each other.
Here we go.
Scene one, take two, let's get through. Brew.
No, it's her
boo.
Oh, take the script. No, it's not.
No.
It's Mary, Mary, it's my birthday today. Are you going to make me a birthday cake?
Sure. Poof, you're a birthday cake. Wasn't the correct plan, but we loved it and we're excited. Revisions in the script. Today's winner is Greg Hirschfeld. Greg, you'll be appearing on the ABC News in this episode. Tension builds as Barbara Walters and Harry Reasoner report to work wearing the same outfit. KJRB at 23 till 9. Treasure Good Time Street Cuckin' with another one half, a $100 bill to give away sometime tomorrow. Are you stuck? Just KJRB, and you better shop around. Dedicate that to all of you who are a credit to your card. 19 till 9, Randoon.
You won't be sorry. Hill Shoe Store across from La Chapina.
17 till 9, I suppose. Congrats are certainly in order. Here's for Joe Spinelli.
Joe Spinelli.
Joe, wonderful Joe, and himself the Steve Miller, Fly Like an Eagle.
We know the album.
That extinct bald thing. And then, of course, he qualifies for the Yamaha November 22. The drawing will be coming up at that time.
I have a story I'm going to try to read in my straight news voice.
All right.
Police in North Salem, New York, arrested a teenage motorist early today for drunk driving, failure to stay on the right side of the road, and operating a car after dark with a learner's permit. But apparently the 17-year-old girl was not impressed with the charges. She took the ticket, put it in her mouth, chewed it up, and swallowed it. Talk about eating your words. I did have something. Right there, bold-faced, eating the ticket in front of the cop.
That's a hungry gal.
Really something. 8:44 in the city. Our weather looks sunny, and that's the way we're going to have it this morning.
In this first scene, and I might add that the scene is a sophisticated, stuffy party. Nan Lean plays the part of the haughty host, and Paula just one of the many guests. Scene one, take two, let's get through.
My family ancestry is very old. It dates back to the days of King John of England. How old is your family, dear?
Well, I can't really
say. Did she say how old is your family?
Yeah, would you shut up?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You blew my line.
Thank you. Makeup.
Well, I
how
really...
old is your family, dear?
Gee, Randy. Well,
just how old is your family?
Well, I can't really say. All our family records were lost in the flood.
Wasn't worth it, was it?
All right, final last scene and bail us out, please. Greg and Mary play the part of the husband and wife.
All right.
Scene one.
All right, baby.
Gladys, will you look at how big this Bank AmeriCard bill is? How do you expect me to pay this?
Well, will they take MasterCard?
And the winner of today's screen test, Nan Lean, believe it or not, secretary.
I don't believe it.
In this, Nan Lean, you'll be playing a part on Sonny and Cher. In this episode, Chastity gets divorced in the same dress her mother was. Fine and dandy. This is the only chance you get the star, so you better dig it. Greg Horshack, News, Teletype Breath, complaining in the background. Paula B. Wallahoonai. Mary Bure, Secretary, and Jimmy, Starstruck Astral Pastor, is who we've selected for this screen test. Have you all studied your scripts? Okay. Fine. Keep in mind, the person with the best screen test today will be playing a part in the TV program Kojak. Okay. First scene. Greg plays the part of the Sunday school teacher and Mary Bure the student. Scene one. Take two, let's get through.
And now a question for you, Sally. Where is God's home?
In the bathroom at my house.
Why do you say that?
Because every morning my mom pounds on the door and says, "My Lord, are you still in there?"
Okay. Kids love that one. Paula plays the part of the neighbor to Jimmy Starstruck. Scene one, take two. And here we go.
I'm sorry if our hammering disturbed you. We were just hanging a picture.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. I just came over to ask if it was okay if we hung a picture on the other end of the nail.
Okay. Winner of today's screen test, Jimmy Starstruck. Jimmy, you'll be appearing on Kojak in this particular episode. Kelly Savalas, working late, discovers he has 5 o'clock dandruff. Today, we've selected from our studio audience, Mary Beware, Secretary. Greg Horshack, News, Teletype Breath. Gary Daniels, with the Love Handles, and Paula Biwala, Hunai A. Have you all studied your scripts?
No.
Where's the script?
Have a look at this.
Okay. Well,
keep in mind, the person with the best screen test will win a part in Chico and the Man.
In this first and final scene,
Gary and Mary play the part of married couples. Scene one, take two, and let's get through.
Hi, honey. I've got great news.
Take two.
For those who can't see, the microphone just fell off the stand. All right. Let's take two. Keep in mind the person... We went through that.
Is that okay. My line?
I always study the script.
Hi, honey. I have great news.
That's yours, too.
What?
Yeah. You're supposed to say
I'm supposed
take three!
Take three. Gary Daniels with the Love Haniels. This is your last opportunity.
You
might bring back Lester Chester.
No.
Hi, honey. I've got great news.
What?
We don't have to move to more expensive apartments.
Well, why not?
Well, because the landlord just raised the rent.
Fine and dandy. In the last scene.
Yay!
Thank God. Paula plays the part of the artist, and Greg the admirer. Scene one, take two, and let's get through.
Do you draw pictures in the nude?
Of course not. I always wear a smock.
Fine. The winner of today's screen test, believe it or not, Mary Beware, secretary. And I can tell you're all real excited. Mary, you'll be playing a part in Chico and the Man. Tonight, Chico moves out of his van into a split-level school bus.
That's funny.
Welcome to the Maxwell House Screen Test. Today, get a hold of yourself, Randoon. Somebody, Mary, get a hold of me. Welcome to the Maxwell House. Today, we selected from our studio audience, Greg Horshack, News, Teletype, Brad, Walla Walla. As well as Mary Beware, Secretary, and Rand. In this first and final scene, Greg plays the part of the private eye and Paula his client. Scene one, take two, let's get through with this brew. Ha-ha.
Well, what'd you find out?
Well, I trailed your husband into four bars and then to a bachelor's apartment.
Aha! Uh-huh. Go on. What was he doing there?
Well, lady, near as I could make out, he was trailing you.
Fine, dandy, and wonderful. Rand doing the burglar in this final scene, and Mary Beware, his gal. Scene one, take two, and let's get through.
Oh, what is it, Vito?
Oh, it's just a little gift for you, sweetheart. Open it.
Oh, Vito, a fur coat. It must be at least worth 10 years.
I think she better win the screen test. Mary Beware, you'll be appearing on Frontier Proctologist. The story of a brave doctor who dies with his rubber gloves on.
Where you always buy at the lowest possible price. 2319 North Division at Carlisle.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Maxwell House Screen Test. Today, the normal cast of chumps. Dan Lane, Secretarine, Paula Biwala Hunna. Greg Horshack, News and Teletype Breath, Mary Beware, Secretary. First scene, Greg the father, Mary the daughter. Scene one, take two, let's stay away from anything blue.
Your boyfriend stayed pretty late last night, didn't he?
Yeah, Dad. Did the noise disturb you?
No, but the periods of silence did.
Final scene, Nan Lean, the guest, and Paula the host. Scene one, take two. Let's get through with this brouhaha.
My, this is a fancy vase on your mantle. What's this in it?
My husband's ashes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How long has he been dead?
Oh, he's not dead. He's just too lazy to find an ashtray.
Nanleen, Secretarine, you've been selected by the judges to appear on Rhoda.
Yay!
In this episode, Joe and Rhoda dress up in charming suits and spend the evening squeezing each other.
Rosars, the food people.
Oh, hi there. Good morning. It's 8:32. Welcome to the Maxwell... get into my voice. Welcome to the Maxwell House Screen Test. Today from the studio audience, Mary Beware, Secretary Greg Horshack, News Breath, Justin Case, and Paula Biwala. First scene, Greg and Mary, the married couple. Scene one, take two. Let's get through.
It's about a third anniversary here, isn't it? Honey, why don't you surprise me for dinner tonight?
Okay, I'll take the labels off the cans and you can cut.
Okay, final scene. Paula, the news reporter, and Justin, the old interviewee. Scene one, take two, and let's make it through.
Well, I just really enjoyed interviewing you on your 99th birthday.
That's right, 99th.
And I find you so interesting. I sure hope I can come back next year and see you when you reach 100.
Well, can't see why not.
Young lady, you look healthy enough to me.
Fine and dandy, the winner of today's screen test, Greg Horshack. News teletype breath. Greg, you'll be appearing on the television show Cannon. In this episode, Cannon uses Weight Watcher scales to weigh his food. One for meat, one for vegetables, and one for Miracle Whip. Well, good morning.
Well, good morning.
Welcome to the Maxwell House screen test. Today, from the studio audience, Lester Chester, salesman Lester. Greg Horshack, news breath, Mary Beware, secretary. First scene, first of all. Have you studied your scripts?
Yes.
Fine. In this first scene, Lester and Paula play the part of the married couple. Scene one, take two, stay away from anything blue.
I've been insulted and your mother's responsible.
My mother? But she's 3 hours, 100 miles away.
I know, but a letter came for you this morning, and I opened it.
I see, but where does the insult come in?
In the postscript that said, "Dear Alice, don't forget to give this letter to George."
And dandy, final scene. This scene is Saturday morning. June, played by Mary, is home with a bit of a hangover from her evening out with her boyfriend Bob, played by Greg, who wakes a bit queasy himself to call Alice.
June. Okay.
Scene one, take two,
and let's get through. Okay, you're up at the mic.
Hello.
Very good, dear. Hello, June. Listen, I'm getting so forgetful lately. I must apologize for this call, but while I remembered proposing you last night, I forgot whether you said yes or no.
Oh, Bob, I'm so glad you called. I knew I said no to someone last night, but I had forgotten just who it was.
Winner of today's screen test, Mary Beware, secretary. You'll be a part of the live studio audience during the taping of 60 Minutes in this show. Cher's entire last marriage will be played back unedited and uncut, except where Miss Bono's navel is exposed, at which point viewers are asked to turn the sound down and imagine they're looking at the camel's hump, from inside of the animal.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Why do we have to end on a note like this?
Airchecks.com.